Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is supported by our listeners and by the Maine Blues Festival, June 15th in Naples, Maine. Maine Blues Festival celebrates Maine blues artists on 10 stages with over 40 performances. Always on Father's Day weekend, online at mainebluesfestival.com. All right, it is Friday night, about 7:30-ish. You are tuned in to WMPG on 90.9 or 104.1. Maybe you're streaming online, WMPG.org or localmotives.org. Wherever you are, thank you for tuning in and listening. My name is Josh. This is Local Motives. And this evening on the show, we have Silent Sam and the Evans, who we will introduce ourselves to in just a moment. I do just want to let you know now that in, say, let's say like half hour or so, where I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Isobel release show coming up June 1st at Space Gallery. So, you know, if you're interested in going to see a show for free, there's a couple other bands with them, too, that it'll be a lovely evening. Anyway, as I said, tonight our guest in the studio is Silent Sam and the Evans. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Evening to you.
Everything worked perfectly the first try. That's incredible. How are you?
Hot.
Yes.
We are well.
It is warm and gross. It's gross.
It's a sticky sweet.
Yesterday, all I could think was this is what it's going to be like for like two whole months in July and August. I'd much rather have the cold. I would like to just skip right to the end of September at this point, and I'd be good. But
I would be right there with you.
So anyway, would you like to introduce yourselves in there? Let the people know who they're listening to?
Absolute Matode. This is Evan Chase over here on
That's me over here.
What do you do over there?
I play some guitar and sing and play some mandolin every once in a while if I feel so inclined.
You sing as well, don't you?
I think, did I say that?
Yes.
I do sing, yes.
My name is Evan Casas. I play drums and sing as well, and I also sing.
Yes, he does.
And over there is Sam Higgins. Do you want to say anything, Sam?
I don't sing very much, though.
So. Sam already broke a cardinal rule.
Right. So I have to rename the band.
Chatty Sam and the Dudes.
Well, dudes, would you like to get right into some music?
Sure.
Maybe play a couple songs and then we'll chat some more.
Let's do it.
Plan of attack.
Yes.
All right, this one's called Go Daddy.
One, two, three.
Well, every now and then I get the feeling I can't have it any other way.
I'm going.
When night time comes and I'm a reeling, I can't stand to face another day. When all my walls are closing in, but it don't mean a thing.
Hey guys.
It's getting guys. That little girl in right here next to me. If she says, go daddy, go daddy, come on, let's swing. You know, it's not really complicated, it's just a roll of them bones.
I'm going to have to interrupt for a moment because all I'm getting is vocals and drums.
Oh.
Can you try the guitar one more time for me?
Best part.
I am not getting it. Craig!
This is that part in the Colbert Report when they like put up that technical here. Difficulties sign
really?
With the guy with the two ends.
I thought it was a club mix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, golly. So, well, I guess we'll talk right now.
All right.
So, you guys have, you said you have a show tomorrow night, right?
Yep, sure do.
Where's that one?
That one is at Rock City Cafe Velvet Lounge up in Rockland, Maine.
The land of rock.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful place to
it is, yeah.
Hang out with some rocks.
Yeah, indoors? Is that indoors? Or
it is indoors. Yeah, we're actually in a window, so it's
that's not bad.
You know, looks like it's outdoors, kind of.
And still going to be hot tomorrow. And then you've got another show in a couple of weeks here, right?
Yeah. We're playing on the 14th at Mayo Street Arts for the CD release show of The English Breakfast. We're playing a quick set up front. And then we are actually kind of the backing band for The English Breakfast, which is a Ira Sterling project.
Yeah, I was going to say I was a little surprised when I looked on here and it said with Silent Sam and the Evans, because I knew you guys were part of The English Breakfast as well.
Right.
So I was like, oh, really? Yeah. They're doing double duty?
Yep. Since we're there.
It's that kind of relationship.
That's nice.
We do it all.
Can you try the guitar one more time? Oh, wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Hear me now.
Yes, actually I can. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit is better than not, so we're getting there.
Hallelujah.
Well, actually, you passed me a CD here. Do you want to play something off that right now while we try and sort this out?
Sure. You want to play Go Daddy?
Looks like I've got 6 tracks here.
Yeah. Do you want to play the one we were just playing?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
this is your show. I'm just here to make sure everything runs okay.
Let's give the people what they want. I think they want the mandolin, don't they?
Sure.
They want to hear Sometimes.
That'd be track number 5?
It is track number 5.
Number 5.
And it's one of the more adventurous tracks on
Indeed.
The album. So let's take a journey, people.
Can you, before we do, just try guitar one more time? That sounds like it might be it. Can you all play just for like 2 seconds?
Can you hear Sam on the bass?
I can.
Let's play.
Yeah, go ahead and try starting
try
the song again. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, every now and then I get the feeling I can't have it any other way. When night time comes and I'm a reeling, I can't stand to face another day. When all my walls are closing in, but it don't mean a thing just to get in that little girly right here next to me. She says, go dad, go dad, come on, let's swing. You know, it's not really complicated, it's just a roll of them bones. No matter how we debate it, I'll probably still go home alone. Bone shoulder walks up to the bar, offer her my line. No, she won't have to think too hard to know what's on my mind. She says, go daddy, go daddy, come on, let's swing. You know, it's about time we went our separate ways. Cause I don't have anything you want anyway. Yeah, next time around, maybe you'll be ready to play. I'm a reeling, I can't stand to face another day. When all my walls are closing in, it don't mean a thing. There's a kid in that little girl right here next to me. She says, go dad, go dad, come on, let's swing. You know, it's about time we went our separate ways. Cause I don't have anything you want anyway. Well, next time around, maybe you'll be ready to play. Well, walking around past people with snorted little white lies. No, they all got this passion feeling, but can't keep it alive. Well, if you're right that I'm a fool, you know that might be something. But if it's all upside down, baby, you best stop to think. Cause I'm a go daddy, go dad. What is my thing? I'm a go daddy, go dad. Come on, let's swing.
Hey now.
Hey. That's how the daddy went. That's
where'd you go, Mr. Man? We're here all Ooh. Alone in the cave.
Who, me?
Where are we? I couldn't hear you.
I thought you guys were going to do a couple there.
Oh, we can?
We got some popsicles in my basement, if you like some. What you want to do next?
Let's do Cold Lines. It's a fun one.
All right.
And then we'll bust into another one.
Right okay, sure.
so long, honey. Well, won't you turn the bed down? It's too late to pick and shovel. It's a cold ground. Mary's up and grown to find herself a man. Your cracked headstone is more than I can stand. But I can't forget how you held me close throughout the night when I had no hope. And I can't forget how you sang your songs. I never thought that I'd be left. Left alone. So long, honey, I'm gone with that trace. All I carry is my gun wrapped up in your lace. Mary to get worst of all, but she's a strong young girl. And I'm sure I'll see you soon, knowing this world. But I can't forget how you held me throughout the night when I had no hope. And I can't forget how you sang your songs. I never thought that I'd be left alone. That I'd be left alone. Won't you turn the bed down? It's too late for picking shovels. It's a cold ground. But I can't forget how you held me close throughout the night when I had no hope. And I can't forget how you sang songs. I never thought that I'd be left alone. That I'd be left alone. That I'd be left alone. That I'd be left alone.
Where are them popsicles?
Silent Sam and the Evans live on WMPG's Local Motives. What was that one?
That was called Cold Ground.
So cold lines followed by cold ground.
Yep. All right. The cold duo.
We're trying to just turn the temperature down in this hot room.
It's honestly
not working so well.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It ain't your fault, man.
No, it's not.
Are you the weather?
No. My 4-year-old tells me he can control the weather.
Really?
Yeah, but doesn't listen to me, so.
You could be making some money off that, man.
Dude, do all 4-year-olds get that gift? Because I have an almost 1-year-old, and if he could, that would be pretty sweet.
Well, you apparently need a special watch that he has. I don't know. I'll see if I can hook you up with one.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. So, Silent Sam and the Evans. How long have you guys been together doing this? You've got a lengthy list of songs.
3 years?
Coming on 3, I think.
Yeah. Around 3 years, yeah. Something like that.
And do you have anything out now?
We don't at the moment, but we do have an EP coming out on July 1st. That is the one that you are holding in your hand currently. A pre-release copy, as it were.
I love that. Love it. And I'm. Where did you do that?
We did it at Tidal Sound. That would be Evan Casas' studio.
A friend of mine and I share a space over here in Portland, actually a couple blocks away. So we recorded it there, and we got it mastered down in Boston, Cambridge, actually.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Boston, not a bad place.
Boston strong.
That's what Dane Cook says.
Dane who now?
Right. We'd all like to forget him, but he just keeps popping up. All right, well, how many songs do you have with you?
I don't know, a whole bunch.
Looked like a lengthy list.
Quite a few.
Do another one?
Yeah, let's sure. Do another one. This one's called Borrowed Moments. It's a little, you know, love toony kind of tune.
All we've got are these borrowed moments, where we are is just a matter of time. All we've got is this little romance. Honey, I got yours, darling, you got mine. I saw a flittering little memory. Saw the one you let get away. Tried to speak, but it looked right through me. Said, are we all just memories anyway? Said, are we all just memories anyway? Take a little time out for your family. It's been so long now. Take a little time out for your friends, yeah. A little time up with me, cause you know I've been feeling lonely, and I'm getting pretty close to the end.
Evan Chase, everybody.
Come around like you used to back then. Your words got the dust on the shelf. Well, don't bother me with the where and the when. Give up your sin. Give up your sin. Whoa, give up yourself. Mm-hmm, give up yourself. We've got these borrowed moments, where we are just a matter of time. All we've got is this little romance. Honey, I got yours, darling, you got mine. Well, honey, I got yours, darling, you got mine. Well, honey, I got yours, darling, you got mine.
What you want to do next, brother?
All right, brother. Let's do Inside My Mind.
Cool.
A forthcoming album.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Miles the day. just got lost and fell into a trap. No matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't make it back. Well, I'm sitting inside my mind, watching the world go by. It's a strange new road. Every time it's a strange way to go, but it's always mine. I put one hand out, slap it away. I pull my 2 feet down like I'm gonna stay. But the third time around, the charm is worn away. I'm left with angry words and a wasted day. No matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't make it back. Well, I'm sitting inside my mind, watching the world go by. It's a strange new road. Every time it's a strange way to go, but it's always mine.
Hey now.
Do another one, eh?
Sure. Whoa, okay. Slow down.
I thought you wanted us to play music, man.
I do, but, you know, I have some things that I need to say every now and then.
Okay. Get them off your chest.
We're going to have to stop every so often.
Okay.
And just sit in silence. No.
Welcome to Sam's World.
Pigman's World. Everybody listening, you are listening to Silent Sam and the Evans live in the WMPG studios. Any of you guys been here before?
Yeah, I've been here once. I played with Hamilton County here years ago.
Yeah.
Don't know when, but sometime. It's in the archives.
What about you, Sam?
That's right.
Nod for yes. Have you been here before?
He can't nod. I can't even see.
He doesn't know. He's throwing
up his hands like he doesn't understand what the question was.
I think that might be a yes, though.
I think no. I've been here before.
Yeah.
But never playing.
Never playing?
No, I think my friend of mine was on the radio there, so I sat with him or something.
I have a good friend who comes and sits sometimes. I wish I had the job of just sitting, you know. But no.
It's not you.
It's not me. Pretty important.
Well, okay. Most of my job in here is sitting, so I guess I can't complain.
True that.
Yeah, sitting Evan's and just sitting enjoying too. enjoying a show. Mm. But so all right, you guys just want to keep going on then, I guess.
Sure.
I mean what, anything you need to get out?
You have the baton.
You're going to have a CD coming out.
Yep.
Around when?
July 1st is the official release date.
Well, that's excellent. And then you've got... So is there a release show planned?
Not exactly. We have a show at Dogfish the third Saturday of every month and at Local Sprouts the second Friday of every month. So nice. Those may be our surrogate CD release shows. And then other than that, we're just playing, yeah. You know, like, everywhere.
Well, that's good. I mean, good to stay busy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you know, we mentioned you've got a pretty lengthy list of songs in there.
Yep.
And
that's accurate.
The CD, though, is just going to be
just
like
six
a
songs.
Half dozen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Recording process was lengthy, and we wanted to get something out there.
Yep.
And we're happy with those songs, and so we pushed them to completion.
Yeah.
And it gives us a little bit of time to focus on doing a full-length album without staying out of the limelight, as it were.
I like that. I like the short, more frequent releases sometimes, instead of waiting. Yep.
Well, I mean, we've been together for 3 years and haven't put anything out, so it was about time to make something happen. So that's what we're doing.
Tayambara.
My.
Do you guys have a song card or something?
SoundCloud?
No, a song card where you can get. I know I found one, but I didn't.
A download or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
Mean? Yeah, yeah. We have business cards that you can get a free download of a track, currently Broken Ties, from our website, which is a mandolin tune. And to get one of those, you simply have to come to a show and grab one. And if you're wondering where we're playing, we have a website called silentsamandtheevans.com where all of our information is listed, plus Facebook and Reverb Nation and Twitter and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I do like that you've got the Facebook and Twitter and YouTube icons right there at the top of the page. That's handy for people.
That's good to hear.
It's like... Do you hate having to manage effectively like 5 or 6 separate websites?
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's difficult. Yeah. Instagram? Is there a Silent Sam and the Evans Instagram yet?
No. There is a Twitter site, but I think I've tweeted maybe twice. Tweeted twice. But we keep getting followers, so okay.
They like those couple tweets.
Yeah, because they're really good tweets.
It's quality, not frequency.
Quantity.
Quantity. Yes. There's the word I really
like. We could just keep on retweeting the same ones.
That's true. I think Reverb Nation actually automatically tweets for us.
Yes.
So we may have more tweets than I'm aware of. Hopefully they're tweeting nice things about us.
They tweet for us?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, when you post a show or whatever. Yep. All right. Well... Another.
I see.
What's going to be the next song?
Let's play City Life.
Yeah.
That's the name of our new EP.
Excellent. Silent Sam and the Evans, live on WMPG, W281 AC, Gorham, Portland.
City life.
our time.
Now you count it.
One, two. Sing steady, we'll make it through like we always do in our time. In our time.
Silent Sam and the Evans live on WMPG's Local Motives. So, are you thirsty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, sorry, I did that right into the mic, didn't I?
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter to me. So, you know what I told people I'd do? I told them I would give away Isobel tickets, didn't I?
There you go.
Who do you think we should give those to?
People who call.
Callers.
We'll just do, during your next song, the first person to call will get them. How's that? Two tickets
right.
to, let's see, it's two tickets to Isobel's CD release show at Space Gallery, this is tomorrow night, June 1st. For some reason, I was thinking it was like 2 weeks away. So, tomorrow night, you want to go see Isobel, along with Megan Yates and the Reverie Machine and Olas. Is that how you say that?
Man, that's going to be a good show. Olas,
I know,
yeah.
Right?
I know all those groups. They're wonderful.
Yeah, I really wanted to go, and I don't think it's going to happen.
We can't go.
No.
You can't win the tickets. I'm not going to tell you you can't go.
Well, we're playing tomorrow.
No, you can't go. So tomorrow night, 18 and up, 8 o'clock. If you're interested in winning a pair of tickets, 780-4909. First person who who calls during the next song will get those. And where will you be tomorrow night?
Rockland.
Oh, yeah. Not close by.
Nope.
I wonder if they get us up in Rockland. I mean, with our new...
They have computers up there, don't they?
That's true. I guess they get us everywhere.
I think they do.
I've had callers from Washington State before, so yes.
Wow.
They can definitely get us in Rockland.
Yeah.
Do they call the win tickets from Washington State?
That'd be silly.
No.
That would be silly.
This is the first time I've had tickets to give away, really. Oh, I didn't know what to do. I had to find instructions. So hopefully I do everything right. It's pretty. Somebody's calling right now. You have to wait until they're playing a song. All right, play a song.
Okay. This is called The Way That We Are Being...
What do you mean, baby? I can't understand a word you say. Why don't we come on home? We'll talk about it now. What are you saying, baby? No, things won't turn out that way. Oh, we got plenty of time to think about it, 'cause no one's gonna change the way that we have been. You know that God can change, but most of them are rusting, so no one's gonna change the way that we see. And if I had a mind, I'd probably make it up on you. You. Baby, I'm halfway to going blind. All these fashion lines leave me behind. What do you hear, baby? Who's been ringing up that fine? Oh, you know that I've been losing the loop, 'cause no one's gonna change the way that we have been. You know that God can change, most of them are rusting. No one's gonna change the way that we see. And most of us complain.
Just kidding. All right.
mean old man, Mr. Negative. I'll track you down, show you what you get. I go town to town to tell like it is, Mr. Negative. Well, last night you came creeping around trying to drag on my dreams underground. Well, I can't abide your dark and devilish ways. I'm gonna show you the nature of my name. Cause you a bad old smoking, drinking fool. Yeah, you're downright cold and you're mighty cruel. And one day you'll let that sun shine in and you burst into flame like a magic gin. Well, this morning I woke up covered in blue, like I finally got your number but couldn't get through. Like I'm waist deep in water, I can't stand up, like I belong right here in this mess of mud, yeah, yeah. Well, now I'm open, free, you can't touch me. I'm wild and wandering, seeping with glee. I got just one more task before I can leave. This one's to take you down and dig deep. Where the moon is slowly sinking down, and it's high time for me to blow this town. Well, I'll leave you here with the other and alone, so you never find your way back to my home. Cause you a mean old man, Mr. Negative. I told you I'd show you just what you get. I go round and round and leave you as you is, Mr. Negative. Oh, Mr. Negative. Oh, Mr.
All right, Silent Sam and the Evans live on WMPG's Local Motives on 90.9 or 104.1 online, WMPG.org, localmotives.org. Can stream it at either of those. How's it going in there? Are you guys still in there? It's getting dark.
It's getting dark in here.
I can't see you so well through the window anymore. But
that's cool.
That's okay. It's radio.
We're not pretty.
It doesn't matter. Mm-mm. And, you know, potential nudity, I can't do it.
Yes, you just have to imagine.
I do.
Are you asking?
No. I heard before the show started that there was going to be nudity.
Because, yes.
But
I wanted to.
I don't want to force anything.
I mean, if
now we did have a winner of the Isabel tickets. Raymond, thank you for calling, and thank you for, he's a very loyal listener.
Thanks for listening, Raymond.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. And to whoever is calling right now, I'm sorry.
I'm naked now.
I only had one pair of tickets.
True.
So what were the last thing I wrote down was City Life. What, you just did two songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do there?
Yep. We did, what was the first one?
The
Way That We Are Being. Yes, that's a new one.
Nice.
Ish. And the other one was Mr. Negative.
I just wrote The Way That We Are Binge. That's not quite binge. Right, is it?
It's, you know, different interpretation.
That's right.
If that's the way you want to be.
That's true.
To each their own.
Oh my. That was inappropriate.
Well, now I'm not quite sure what's
belching. So you know,
just let it all hang out.
Just gotta deal with
typical
it.
Friday night around here. all right, Silent Sam and the Evans got a CD coming out this summer. Got regular appearances at local Sprouts and Dogfish, right?
Yep, that's correct.
What's the schedule there?
Play second Friday of every month at local Sprouts and third Saturday at the Dogfish Grill on Free Street.
Right. Now, back to your CD that you've got coming up. a lot of people are kickstarting in indie music. What's the other one?
Boo.
Pledge music. Yeah.
Can I say a boo?
No, you can. I was wondering if this was all self-financed or...
Yeah, it's all money that we made from playing shows to put out this CD and just pretty much going to sell it at more shows we play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you really boo the crowdfunding?
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing in theory. It seems like a lot of pandering to me, and
yeah,
to me that's lack of humility for musicians, which is pretty poor.
Yeah.
Whatever your bag is, man. I mean, when it first started popping up everywhere, there was something about it. It was just an element about it that it was kind of turned me off a little bit, but. You got to look at both sides of it, or I have to look at both sides of it and say that if there are people out there that are willing to get on board and put some money down and say, hey, I'll get a CD or a T-shirt or something, and they want to support, then that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as a fan with no talent, you know, I do appreciate it a lot of the time, and I had to... Yeah, in the last year, I had to seriously watch myself with how much money I was throwing at people. But then it's starting to wear on me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I still do it because.
So would you say that it was a good idea?
I don't know.
I'd say we're all conflicted.
Yeah. I guess it's very situational. And
so complicated.
It is. But, you know, I know there are things that... I know there have been things that wouldn't have been made otherwise that yep. I've been a part of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So...
It's a difficult one.
There's that conversation.
I guess then when I see that guy from Scrubs doing it to make a movie, then I really say boo.
Yeah, and you know... Yeah.
Didn't that Amanda Palmer girl make a little stink there with her, like, wanting to hire string players in each city to just kind of, but hiring them for, like, beer and pizza?
I have no idea.
You didn't hear about
that?
No, she, like, she got, like, $1 million or something like that for a Kickstarter or something to do this album. And then she went on this tour, and she wanted people in every city to kind of get this big, like, a string put together band for each city, which is kind of a cool idea, but then she didn't pay anyone. She just wanted to do it for cheap beer and some pizza, and I think that there was a huge backlash, and then she got she might have changed her plan a bit.
Good call there.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, you know, I've contributed toward a couple of video game things, fundraisers, whatever, Kickstarters. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one game's not even out yet, and I just got an email. They're asking me to donate toward their next game, and I'm like, well, I don't think that's going to happen right now. You just asked me less than a year ago for money, and I gave it to you, and...
Where's the game?
What are you gonna do?
Where's the game?
Anyway, pony up, guys. Come on.
Where's the beef?
I know. Beef.
It's in the oven.
So, a couple more songs here?
Sure.
Actually, you know what?
What?
Why don't you guys take a little break?
Sure.
What did you want to play on this CD here?
Let's play that song called Sometimes. It's number 5.
Number 5.
On that CD.
All right, so I'm going to... read some weather. I'm going to read a couple of cards. And I'm going to play this
cards?
Song. Maybe. So you've got a few minutes to step out of that room and get a drink, okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. So that's Silent Sam and the Evans in the other room here at WMPG. If you are calling while I'm talking or they're talking, I can't answer the phone. So you're going to have to wait until... now it's ringing again. But you'll have to wait until there's music on because I can't answer it on the air. So just real quick, let's run down some weather. It is friggin' warm out is what it is. Let's see. It got up to about 91 according to the time and temp building this afternoon. Tonight, I'm going to see some patchy fog in the area. Lows around 60 degrees. So, yep, 60 degrees. Not my favorite sleeping weather. Tomorrow, more patchy fog, mostly in the morning before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs near 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows around 62. Southwest wind around 10 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. So at least there will be nice breeze. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 75. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 and 11 p.m., then a chance of showers after 11 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy, with low around 59. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Monday, way to start the day. Showers likely, thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, highs near 68. And then Monday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 p.m., followed by a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, lows around 55. And then it gets, the temperatures get a little more seasonally right. 68, 67, 68, 67. So, right around 68 degrees. The perfect temperature, I believe, from Tuesday on. So, there's a little bit of the weather. What else? There was an air quality alert, speaking of weather, today. But you probably already knew that. So, in a few minutes here, we'll be back with Silent Sam and the Ovens. Right now, want to remind you that this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And WMPG is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Creative Portland, presenting the First Friday Art Walk, a self-guided tour of local art galleries, art studios, museums, and alternative art venues in downtown Portland. First Friday Art Walk occurs from 5 to 8 p.m. on the first Friday of every month. More information, including a map and listings of participating art establishments, may be found online at firstfridayartwalk.com. First Friday being next Friday. All right, it is 8:30 p.m. You are listening to Local Motives. My name is Josh. This is WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. And we are going to play here a to-be-released track from Silent Sam and the Evans' upcoming EP. I believe they said it's going to be called City Life. Here it is. All right, 8:35 here on WMPG. That was a CD track from the upcoming EP City Life, right? Is that right?
Correct, yes.
City Life. And what was the song? The
song was Sometimes.
Sometimes. And that is Silent Sam and the Evans. We just got a phone call while you guys were trickling back into the room there. Evan, Chase.
Yes.
Bob, who you work with every day.
Oh, yes.
Says that he's listening and recording, and he's blown away, and he loves it.
Thank you, Bob.
So it's always really awesome to hear that.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Have a good weekend, Bob.
Yes.
See you on Monday.
The weekend.
You won't see him.
I won't see him.
I'll be there.
I had to ask. He said Evan, and I was like, which one? Yeah.
Do you want to switch on Monday?
Evan C.
You'll work for me, and,
yes.
And I'll work for you?
Yes, please, God.
The cool thing is you'll have a day off.
Even better.
Because I don't work. No, you'll have to go down to Boston Monday night, though.
That's fine. I don't
care. You'll just have to sleep in a hotel.
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
You said you have an almost one-year-old, right?
That's correct.
So probably getting away and sleeping in a hotel would not be a rough night for you.
Well, I mean, I would love to be home with my son.
Well, of course. Of course.
So that's not it. No, it's more that it's my job.
No.
Job is a job with Bob.
Yeah, it's better with Bob. It's much better with Bob.
It's always better with Bob.
So we've got a little more than 20 minutes, just over 20 minutes left. You guys want to play any more songs, or
yeah.
You just want to...
No, we were thinking of just leaving right now.
He got you.
We're switching it up. You. We're going to play some mandolin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some mandolin?
Yep.
What's the song?
This song is called Broken Ties. If you come to a show, you get a free card, and you can download it from the website.
Pluck, 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 pluck.
Call home. You might see where I've been or where my friends left me. Won't you go down the road to that spot we used to know? You might see where I've been or what's left of me. Or what's left of me. Broken ties and even sighs don't stop the trains from running on time. Reasons why don't mean nothing once it's done. Heavy fire and electric wire could never dampen my desire. Sweetest call could never bring me back to sun. Can't you see the wasted leaves of our childhood apple tree? It and we both must hit the ground someday. Can't you see the crumbling stone that once outlined our home? But you and me can never be kept in any way. Kept in any way. Broken ties and heaving sighs don't stop the trains from running on time. The reasons why don't mean nothing once it's done. Heavy fire and electric wire could never dampen my desire. Sweetest call could never bring me back to sun. Stop the trains from running on time. Reasons why don't mean nothing once it's done. Heavy fire and electric wire could never dampen my desire. Sweetest call could never bring me back to sun. Sweetest call could never bring me back to sun.
You want to do another? Go right into another one there?
this one is called Sunday. Sunday.
One, two, three, four.
Silent Sam and the Evans live in the WMPG sauna.
It's the place to be. WMPG is the place to be.
To be. It is. You know, actually, while you say that, that WMPG is the place to be, coming up this, I just want to spit this out here. Coming up this Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. here at WMPG, there is a radio open mic where, you know, you come in with a song and you play it live on the radio. So,
wow,
I know. It sounds like a blast. I'm going to be here for it just to watch.
It's fun to do.
Have you done it?
No, but I'm playing on the radio right now, and that's fun.
Playing on the radio is fun.
Can anyone come in and play on the radio?
Yeah.
Wow.
No drums. So no. You can't...
No, I'm just saying...
it's not very nice.
You guys are going to be in for a treat?
Well, they do this a couple times a year. And been going on for a while.
Cool.
This is maybe the 11th or 12th or somewhere around there.
Wow.
Time they've done it. Yeah.
Not to be a joy kill. It just seems like if anyone could just walk in off the street... There might be some suck.
There might be.
You know? I mean, hey, I guess that's what community
radio is. But there's probably going to be some awesome.
Yeah, oh, I'm not saying that there's not awesome. I'm just saying, like,
positive.
Let's say there's an open mic night out at a bar or something. You know, it's like.
Right.
It's an open mic night. You know what I mean? You get what you get.
That's right. But but that's why they're doing it, you know? Give everybody a chance.
I'm being a joy kill. I'm sorry.
You are. You're uninvited.
But there's also open mic. Well, there's also open mic, and you get really good performers too.
Oh, yeah, I'm positive of that. I am.
He's just being a Mr. Negative.
Because that song should really be about me.
It was about you.
I just sometimes focus on Negative.
So anyway, the point here is that Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., radio open mic at WMPG. Go to WMPG.org for further detail.
Come one, come all. It's going to be awesome. Seriously.
That's the attitude we're looking for.
I'm serious. I just switched my mind.
Live audience, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to be here anyway.
Oh.
In the studio. In there.
So anyway, that's coming up Thursday, and then Friday night here on Local Motives, we'll have, the Half Moon Jug Band.
Nice.
So tune in for all of those things, or both of those things, whatever. So I wanted to ask you guys real quick, I don't know if it's a real quick question really, but well, listening to you. The one band I can think of, and not content-wise, and I'm not even quite sure what it is, something in the way you sound, is a band called The Rug Burns. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Not familiar, no.
But, so, like, where are you drawing some of your songwriting and style from? Influences, I'm asking. Influences.
Influences, I mean, for me, it's a lot of kind of English rock of the 60s and 70s, and then some blues stuff, and then really there's all kinds of different stuff I was really into,
right.
You know, intense bluegrass jazz stuff for a long time, and then but for me it's always come back to like the Rolling Stones and the Kinks and mm-hmm. all those guys, and just the kind of bluesy acoustic-y heavy beat kind of stuff. You know, that's my favorite, and I just write love songs because, you know, it's got to be done.
Everybody does. Yeah. Mm. The Rug Bands are nothing like you, the Rug Burns rather, nothing like you, but something in your sound reminds me of them. You know who it is? It's this guy named Steve Poltz, who wrote Jewel's song "You Were Meant for Me." But
so that song
totally different.
You?
No, okay. Totally different.
He's just in the band.
He's in the band.
He's in the okay.
They have songs like "My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder." No, wait, that's Weird Al. I think that's the Rug Burns.
Don't they sing that one? It's like don't leave the bathroom door open.
They may. There's a pretty good chance.
That's
really,
that's a good one.
Anyway, I've ruined everything. Just play some music.
I still don't know what we sound like.
You sound like Silent Sam in the Evans, and that's the important
thing. All right.
And all right. I'm really enjoying it. So.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
So what's next?
This is a song called Seasons. It's about the seasons. Not so much the things I miss,
keep me coming back home. Things you forget sometimes are stronger and stay with you longer. I don't know why I keep running harder only to get no farther from home. Still doesn't change how I feel. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah. Warm glaze of ochre covers the hills today, yeah, yeah. Maybe it's the seasons makes things change this way.
Just to note, the Rug Burn song I was thinking of is Me and Eddie Vedder. My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder is a Weird Al song. And the chorus to the Rug Burn song is I Want to Die Wasted in a Room with Eddie Vedder.
That sounds like something I'd write.
No, like I said, the content-wise, nothing. But there was something in it, and that's all I could think of. And that's a compliment because I love those guys.
Well, thank you.
And
I love Eddie Vedder. He was one of my heroes growing up.
I'm a big Pearl Jam fan.
But I would not want to die
no.
in a room with him.
No. Sounds sad, really, when you say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Anyway, let's happy thoughts.
Die.
Happy thoughts. So, Silent Sam and the Evans, silentsamandtheevans.com is a good place to find you and click on through to all your various things online, right?
You got it.
Right. It also has some right. songs to listen to and all your upcoming shows. Free download if you attend a show.
Absolutely.
Get a card.
We'll be posting when we'll be having pie parties at our houses, too.
Pie.
But we're just going to be posting about it. No one's invited.
Well, that's fine.
We're just...
Maybe it will inspire a pie revolution.
It's pretty interesting to know what, you know, local rock stars are eating. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'd like to put up.
This has been a theme of our recent shows.
You need Instagram.
I did kind of go off on a tangent at a show recently about what I had for supper.
Was
dinner.
It a good tangent or a...
It was a tangent.
It was a tangent. It was, no one was, it was a kind of a dry crowd. And I just wanted to see if anyone was listening. So I just kind of talked about my turkey wrap and what flavor the wrap was and what veggies were in it. And then at the end of the next song, I talked about how I had one more wrap. And that tomorrow I was probably going to eat it with maybe a different ingredient inside of it.
This is almost exactly what happened.
And then I kind of got a disapproving look from Evan, and we moved on.
Yep.
And that was that.
Much like the disapproving look he's giving you now. All right. It's 8:54. So why don't... we'll start saying our goodbyes, and you guys can kind of play us out here.
Sure.
First, I want to say thank you guys very much for coming in. This has been really great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And we'd like to thank you.
No, it's my pleasure.
No, we would like
and,
to thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're refusing
you're welcome.
Our thanks.
You are.
Wow.
I'm not refusing.
Wow. I'm
and thank you, Craig, for making everything sound good. And
yes, thank you, Craig. Yes.
And
our headphone mixes sound excellent.
I do
Fantastic.
Want to let everybody know that I finally, after about 2 months, got localmotives.org all up to date with past shows, So today I posted Tricky Britches, KG Freeze, and the Ice Picks. Those are all up to listen to. Hopefully I can stay on top of it now. This one will be up by next Friday.
Sweet.
So localmotives.org. There's also Facebook and Twitter. And I did start an Instagram for the show, but that's too hard to sign out of and back into on my phone. So infrequent updates.
So
and next
get,
week.
Get rid of it.
Well, we'll see.
I'd follow you.
So you're the negative guy in the band.
No, I just say what's on my mind, I guess. I'm just
he's
really,
just
I'm,
hot and grumpy.
I'm a yoker. I like to yoke.
All right. Well, 8:56. Silent Sam and the Evans. Right. Thank you so much again for being here, and stick around for stay tuned. Stay rude with Rob, and why don't you guys go ahead and play us out?
All right, coming home.
Yeah, we're gonna be coming home.
He's coming home.
Darling, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Well, I can't begin to place it once, but if I could be the first to know, well, I'll be there, you know I will, you know damn right I will. Well, I told you once I wouldn't let you down, and that's a promise I intend to fill. So I'll be coming around two or three steps behind. I'm sure you know by now I'm the waiting kind. Yeah, I had a few, but none like this one right now. Oh, it grows and grows, you know it curls my toes. Oh, baby, it's never gonna end no how. Little babies, though they're coming on one by one by one. What a joyous thing, but all the fear it brings is something that could never be undone. So I'll be coming around two or three steps behind, yeah. I'm sure you know by now I'm the waiting kind. I'm the waiting kind. Darling, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Well, I can't begin to place it once, but if I could be the first to know, well, I'll be there, you know I will, you know damn right I will. Well, I told you once I wouldn't let you down, and that's the promise I intend to fill. So I'll be coming around two or three steps behind, yeah. I'm sure you know by now I'm the waiting kind. I'm the waiting kind. Yeah, I'm the waiting. Darling, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.